Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3454. We are coming to the end of our series of looks at the story of Jedi Fallen Order. The things that happen at the Fortress Inquisitorius are basically the finale of it. We're going to break it in two parts because there's, you know, one particular story part, and then there's this shocking finale story part that happens as well. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the crew of the Mantis arrives at Nur. It's not named Nur in Jedi Fallen Order. We only find out the planet's called Nur a couple of years later from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. But that is where the Fortress Inquisitorius is, which is where Seer is certain that the Second Sister has retreated with that Jedi holocron. So they approach Nur, they come out of hyperspace, and Greece says, yeah, our normal tricks are not going to work for, I guess, broadcasting Imperial signal, like it's too well defended somehow. So Marin finally, like, gets to do something, right? She didn't do anything on Bogano, and, you know, she could have been helpful, I think, but anyway, they found something for her to do, which is awesome. She's like, I can, you know, do a ritual and hide the ship from being seen. And Grease is kind of nervous about this and like, you know, what's that going to require? And she's like, a sacrifice, maybe one of your arms will do. And she's just joking, but it's also actually kind of crazy that that's what she says because, you know, later on in storytelling, in particular, I think it's in the Battle Scars novel by Sam Maggs that serves as a prequel to Jedi Survivor, he loses one of his arms, Grease does. So yeah, that was a really weird thing to then, you know, encounter under the circumstances. So Marin conducts a ritual with this talisman she has, and it basically ghosts the Mantis. And so it's able to get close enough in to the planet without being detected, and they launch Cal and Seer in these little escape pod tubes down to the surface into the water near the fortress. From there, the two of them swim in, and you play as Cal, you get to hear Seer doing things, basically, and the plan is that they're going to flood a bunch of the fortress. They find out that the holocron is being kept in the interrogation chamber, which is the most secure area in the facility. It would also be where Trilla was turned to the dark side of the Force, and where Seer touched the dark side of the Force and ultimately escaped and is still dealing with this. And there are conversations that happen between Cal and Seer about, you know, the whole dark side thing. Like, she's feeling it more and more now that she's actually near the fortress, and just tells Cal, like, you know, don't worry about me. Your job is to get the holocron and get out. And, you know, whatever happens to me, like, don't worry about it. I'll do everything I can to help you. But beyond that, just remember, your job is to get in and get out. And as they're working through the fortress, there's a moment that's actually calling back the Order 66 flashback that Cal has. There's a moment in that flashback where young Cal had to open a blast door for his master, and his master comes through and starts swatting all the clone troopers that are there, does a little force lift up into the ceiling, which is getting to be a real classic force move that we're seeing. Anyway, in the Fortress Inquisitorius, Seer is trapped behind a blast door, and Cal has to find a console to open it, and as he's looking through the window from the other side and operating that console, he sees Seer coming through the blast door and taking out three purge troopers. And so, yeah, there's definitely kind of an interesting little flashback there, or tie to the flashback, I should say. Now, while this is happening, Seer is definitely starting to feel the pull of the dark side even more. Cal asks how she's doing, and she says, it feels good to tear this place apart. So there's a couple other things where you're like, oh yeah, you can start to hear it in her. And, you know, she also laments that there's nobody there to save. So, yeah, you know, there's still a little, you know, war going on inside of her right now between the light and the dark. So Ultimately, Cal makes it to the interrogation chamber. That's where the second sister is hanging out. She's got the holocron. They fight. Cal has moments where he tries to connect with the good inside of her. He says, you know, I've seen what you've been through. Like, you don't have to do this. And she says, I'm stronger for the pain. And they fight and fight, or you fight against her in the game, right? And ultimately, you defeat the second sister and you take the holocron from her as Cal Kestis. And that's when Sears shows up for a, you know, beautiful reunion between the two, where it's actually, you know, emotional, and it's not, you know, fraught with screaming and like, no, ha ha, you know, that sort of thing, where Sears says, you know, this fight is over, but the fight with the dark side can still continue. Like, you can actually fight the dark side. The second sister's response, Trilla's response is that it's too late. And Sears says, no, it's not too late. And she says, you know, my choices took away all of your choices, and I'm just so sorry. Like, there's just a genuine moment of connection and regret there. And you see something happening with Trilla. You see that crack in the armor, so to speak, there. And she just says, I've just carried so much hate for you with me for so long. Like, it just feels like it's starting to melt away. Like, maybe there's going to be a moment where she's able to finally step away from the dark side. Maybe she's able to start a healing process. And then the most shocking thing in Jedi Fallen Order happens, which, you know, here we are a few years later, so, you know, it's not a spoiler really anymore, but at the time it was like, holy cow, suddenly you hear that awful breathing sound, and none other than Darth Vader walks out of the shadows. And Cal's like, oh yeah, that can't be good. And is that the understatement of the year, basically? So Vader shows up and says, you have failed me, Inquisitor. And Trilla just says, avenge us. That's her last words before Vader strikes her down. And now Cal and Sear are in really big trouble, and I'm going to talk about that part of the game in the next episode, which is going to be our last episode breaking down the story mode of Jedi Order in order, so to speak. I think there are going to be a couple more things that we're going to want to talk about once we're done with the story breakdown, but for now, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you've been enjoying these breakdowns and you enjoy the work that I do on the podcast on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, and you are not yet a subscriber or a follower, depending on what app you're using for enjoying the show, I hope you will consider doing that. And I hope you'll also consider sharing this episode or the podcast itself with anyone you know who likes Star Wars. If you would even consider leaving a rating or review on your app of choice, that would be a wonderful gift as well. And so it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the show, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.